The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Usia, Blusia, Met Catalin, Bahet Kaber, Esta Mi Tukan Amisbea, No Tikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonjour, and welcome to another session of New Moon Hoodoo Readings. This is the only place you can receive them and get them free. Gratis, Pade Pri, as a benefit from Almighty God, blessed be His name, and Him personally. Never had one? Maybe you never even heard of it. Well, here it is. See what folks were clamoring about in the last century, and yes, even today. These readings are powerful, so be prepared. Now the Spirit is ready, the cards is ready, Papa Say is ready. Now, are you ready? Are you ready? Well, hello, how are you? It's so good to see so many of you tonight. For, you know, it came in time for these new moon readings. Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to play a commercial, and then we're going to get started, okay? All right.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow, to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes, Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Now, we have tonight, we don't have a guest reader, but one thing we do have, we have questions. Now, I'll allow one question tonight. One question. You know, so if you haven't thought of it, think of it now. So you have it ready when I call you. Well, now, some of you really, really, really would like the $100. You would like to win that $100. Now, if you do, go to Facebook and click on email sign up or giveaway, money giveaway. Click on either one and fill it out completely. You know, let me know what you want and who you are so I'll be able to call you back and acknowledge you. Well, if, you know, you can win. Anyone can win. Anyone can win, and there's going to be just one winner. Now, that one winner might as well be you. So go to my Facebook, which is Facebook 777, today, and click on email sign up or money giveaway. And I'll tell you again, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. All right. We're here. Well, we have new moon authentic readings. And we have there's a number of people today. Well, we might as well start off. Well, that's 757. Here we go. 757. This is Papa Say. Hello?
Good evening. How you doing, Papa Say?
I'm doing fine.
I would like a moon reading, and I do have my one question ready.
Okay. That's good. Okay. New moon reading. The first card is the Ten of Spades. The second card is the Ace of Spades. The third card is the Queen of Spades. And the fourth card is the Four of Clubs. Well, you have a pretty good one here. Now for you, for this new moon, the Rod predicts family quarrels. You're going to be in a family quarrel. You're going to be in a hot family quarrel because you're going to be in a hot one. Because, well, I don't know if it might be funny to you, but you're going to be in a hot one.
I'm already there, Papa. I'm already there.
All right. The Ace of Spades symbolizes a cross swords, which means, you know, you're protected. You know, you're protected. No matter what they're talking about, you are protected. Now, on top of that, and this is why, the Queen of Spades depicts a love, a new love. Someone is looking at you with great love and longing. They are looking at you with great love and longing. I don't know who it is, but he's looking at you with great love and longing. And, you know, well, the key is a certain augury of success. It means that you will be successful in all your ventures. Now, when I take these and put these together, this is what I get. You are in a family quarrel, and you will be in a family quarrel. Because, why? Because you are protected. What are you protected from? You are protected from this love. You have a longing, a long, long love. This person is trying to get in touch with you, but can't. And this is because you have certain success. Now, all of this is good. All this is good. It means that you will be a person with the greatest amount of success that's needed by you. Now, and that's all. Now, is there something you'd like to say?
Yes, I'm currently a caretaker for my mom. I was just like, do you see her getting better? And that's one of the quarrels, because I am the, you know, the sole caretaker and power of attorney, and some of the family members don't like my decision, and that's one of the quarrels. That's why I was saying I was already in it, but that's one of my quarrels right now with the family members.
Okay. Well, I hate to tell you this, but she will get better, but she's not going to stay better. She's not
right.
going to stay better. It is something. It's something which you have to move toward. You have to know it, but it's something that you have to accept. You have to accept, which is number one. When people get older, they do leave here.
Right.
Two, before she leaves here, part of what she wants done will be done. Part of what she wants done will be done. And all in all, she will be peaceful when she leaves. They'll be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be peaceful. But now, with all the family folks fighting you now, all I can say is, well, join the crowd, because that's the way they act. That's the way they act. They will be doing, you know, they will act up to the person that's doing the most. They will act up to the person that's doing the most. And with it, yeah, with it, they don't, you know, really, they don't really care. They don't really care because of them and their failings. Certain things they
mm-hmm.
didn't do,
certain
that should have been done, they have not taken care of. But all in all, it's just a lot of mess, just a lot of it. And you just stick around, and it'll be over. Now that's all. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, and thank you.
Okay. Bye bye. Well, you see that. Well, area code 313. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I am well. I want a new moon reading and I have a question.
Okay. The first card is the Nine of Clubs. The second card is the Jack of Spades. Third card is the Jack of Clubs. And the fourth card is the Two of Hearts. Now, oh boy. Oh, this is something. With the Ace of Clubs. The Ace of Clubs is a part. And it foretells a new love. Now that Jack of Clubs, no, the Jack of Spades, tells that a certain person has intense love and a feeling of fellowship. Now, the Ace of Clubs means that it means a medal. It means a medal for recognition of labor. And it's a sure sign of business success. Now, the Deuce of Hearts is the man. Now, that is a man. Now, I'm taking all this and putting it together. this is what I get. The man is looking at you. He's looking at you. You will be his new love. You will be his new love. Now, the Jack of Spades is the ancestor, a certain individual who's watching sure that all everywhere you go is for you. Everywhere you go, you're going to be doing the right thing because you have an honor and you have a recognition of labor. Now, all of these cards are good. It means good. And most of all, it's the man. The man means good. The man means good. I don't know who it is. Maybe you know. I don't know who. But that man really does. He's really looking out for you. You're really the man. All right. Now, are there any questions?
Yes. I did a lot of spiritual work last night. A lot of burning last night and this morning. And I was so sleepy afterwards. And I was wondering, and then even today, I noticed even the burning was done, I just seen the vapors all in front of me, hours later. And I was wondering what that meant or what was going on or who was around me.
What you saw was spirits. You saw spirits. That's all. All while you were working, the spirits were there contemplating what to do. But when you stopped, they took off. They took over your work. But all those vapors are spirits. That's all they are. And I tell you what to do. I tell you what to do. Just pray tonight. Pray tonight that they will reveal to you what they are doing. Pray to God that they will reveal to you what they are doing, because these spirits mean, well, they mean good. There's a certain things which say meaning, but tell them that you want to know what it is that they are doing, and then the Lord will make it all right. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Papa. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you see that. We see that. Here's somebody else. Area code 903. Say hello.
Hello, Papa Say. I was calling for a new moon reading, and I do have one question.
Okay. Your first card is the Seven of Hearts. The second card is the Six of Clubs. The third card is the Six of Diamonds. And the fourth card is the Eight of Diamonds. Now. Oh, what do we have here? Ooh, what do we have? Well, that Seven of Hearts is the Stork. You should be making a change. You should change for the better. Well, you know what? You should change your residence. But you know what? You're going to change anyway. We know that. You're going to make a move. We know that. But, you know, here it is here. You will make a move for the better. You will make a move for the better. Now, the Six of Clubs is the lightning. Now, it's not a storm. It means surprise. You will have a surprise with that. Now, the Six of Diamonds is the lion, and he brings a sudden shock from bad news. Now, and the Eight of Diamonds is the broken glass, which foretells bad luck. But because it's broken up, that bad luck is broken up. Now, when I put it together, this is what I get. Because you are changing, you're having a change for the better, you will have a surprise. The surprise will be better than anything else. Now, you will have two periods of bad luck. of bad things. First, the sudden shock from bad news, and second, the broken glass, things moving in. But these will not act to the point where, where they will control you. They will control you. They will not. You will be out of the way. It will, the bad news from the line is just something you heard. That's all. And the bad news from the broken glass is just that. It's glass that's broken, that's been broken, and it's over. You will be a person who will have a new change, and a new life to go with it. Now, is there anything else?
I had a question about a job I interviewed about the 25th or so of last month for a job, and I haven't heard anything back from it. Am I going to be hired for that job, or should I keep applying?
One moment. No, keep applying. Keep applying.
Okay.
You have that job. If you have a job, you know, what you ought to get is some peppermint candy. You ought to get some peppermint candy and suck on it at night. Suck on it at night. And think about, you know, all the jobs that you try for. But, you know, when you suck on it and you think about it, you can just, you know, I'm looking at those peppermint pillows, those little peppermint candies and pillows. You use that.
Yeah.
You use that. Now, that will help you. That will help you. It will bring to you which one you will get and which one you won't. How it'll be, will you get come out of it all right, and all that. And all that. That will come out of that. But you go ahead and take some peppermint candy because that will help you. That will help you. It will make you much, much better. All right?
Thank you, Papa. God bless
you,
Papa.
Well, here's somebody else. 313. We on hello. 313. Hello, how you doing?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing? Can you hear me? Oh, well, try to get on another line. Okay? All right. Now, this is a person. Well, he couldn't make it. Well, let's try another one. 252. This is Papa Say. This is Papa Say. 252. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I like a general reading. New moon reading.
The first card. Oh, the first card is the Two of Diamonds. The
mm-hmm.
second card is the Eight of Spades. The third card is, the Nine of Hearts. And the last card is the Nine of Spades. Well. That Deuce of Diamonds is the lady. Now, that's about you. This reading is totally about you. Now, you are looking at all of the things that have been, so which means that all of these things, every single one of them, concern you. Now, the Eight of Spades are mountains which you have climbed, which you have covered, you have discovered it. Now, those mountains are no longer any type of worry. they are no longer, the challenge you would. Okay, now the nine of hearts is the ship. Now that it is a symbol of riches, it's a symbol of wealth. And it's a symbol of wealth by trade or by inheritance. Now, above it is the rose. Now, a rose indicates beauty and rugged health. But roses have thorns. Mm-hmm. Roses have... Now, when I look at all four of these cards and I put them together, this is what I get. You have a clearance above all obstacles you went. You are going higher. You are going higher, and nothing can hold you back because you have a riches. You have riches. You have wealth that's yours. Now, I don't know where that wealth is, but it's yours, and it's by heritage. Or by trade. In fact, I feel as though it's by inheritance. You will get some money from somebody. But, I wouldn't put away by trade either. I'd say, yeah, you go on and do it. Now, you have a rose. You have roses, which are indication of beauty and rugged health. You will be healthy. No matter what folks say, you are healthy. But the whole thing is to try and keep yourself healthy and keep yourself above every obstacle. Now, is there any questions?
Yes. Well, actually, what can I do to keep my home protected?
Protected from what?
Negativity
from what? From a person or a spirit? Or
yes,
what?
from a spirit.
A spirit.
Yes.
Okay. Negativity from spirits. Well, the best thing for you to do is to take salt and put it in the four corners.
Mm-hmm.
Some salt. Put it in the four corners of the house, put it in there, and that's all. That's all you need to do. Just put salt down. Now, that will keep away impure spirits away from you, away from the home. It'll keep them from bothering you and bothering the people in the home. Now, the salt is something that is, how can I put it? It's something that is, it's something that is given by God, but it will stop everything. It will stop everything. So just by putting salt there, and something you can do too,
mm-hmm.
you can take the salt and put it in a thin line across your front door, across your front threshold, across your front, you put it in a thin line there, and then also you can put it in a thin line behind, in front of the back door,
okay.
Just a thin, small line, and that will keep your house safe from all evil occurrences, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you have a person here who is trying to keep away. Now, that's good. You should try to stay away from all mean, all types of stuff. Okay? Now, who is that? Wait, was that 703? Was that area code 704? I don't know. Okay, well, let's go. Area code 704, this is Papa Say.
Hello, how are
Hello?
You?
Hello. How
hey.
Are you?
Great.
Yeah.
I wanted a reading.
Okay, you got it. The first card is the Ten of Diamonds. Ooh. The second card is the Four of Spades. The third card is the Five of Spades. And the last card is the Six of Hearts. Now, well, this is a pretty good reading. The Ten of Spades represents the sickle. Now, one thing it's good for, and that is reaping your inheritance or reaping karma or something like that. Now it's good for that. Now, the next card, the Four of Spades, is the Eye. Now, it decides great interest. It's taken by friends and family. They're looking at you. They're looking close. They're wondering just what you are and why you're doing. You're going off the way you are. Now, the Five of Diamonds is the anchor. The anchor, and it denotes successful ventures in business and in love. And the Six of Hearts is the house. Now, it denotes success in all ventures. You know, in fact, that Six of Hearts and that Five of Diamonds together put you on a good streak. Put you on a good streak. By you being a woman, it means that you will be successful in all ventures, especially the house, and successful in your business or your love. See, you will be happy and prosperous. You will be happy and prosperous. But now there are no bad cards. There are no bad cards. So when I look at this, I see that you will be a person that has an appointment with the things that are happening with you. It'll be good things. It'll be good things because you are being seen by your friends. And you have health and happiness and money. Health, happiness, and money because you are a faithful worker. You are a person who can get it all done. And this is why it's happening, because you are good. Now, are there any questions?
Yeah, that's a question. Like, my kid's father had a baby. He said he had another baby, right, I guess, during the time after I had mine. She's only two. So I just want to know, he said somebody I know. Is it really somebody I know? Is it somebody I don't want somebody to know me and I don't know. You know, somebody can come around me trying to figure me out, but I don't know who they is. So do this female know me, who he's dealing with?
Yeah.
The other.
He does.
Do you have a name? She do know me. Do you have a name?
It starts with a C. I don't know. C, it's, oh boy, C or S. Starts with a C or an S. Now, if you think about it, it'll come to you. It will definitely come to you.
Does she have a problem with me? Because I don't even know who she is.
Yeah, she has a problem with you. She wants your man. That's what she wants. She wants your man.
She can have him.
She wants your man. She thinks you keep him and all that.
Is the baby a boy or a girl?
A boy or a girl?
Yes, the new baby. The new baby he had. Is it a boy or a girl?
I see a boy.
Okay.
That's when I see your boy.
Is he with her?
Wait a minute now. You're asking too many questions.
Okay.
I'll give you a question. Now I ask this one. Is he with her? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, sorry, I asked too many questions.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Sir, well, here we go. Another person. Area code 573. This is Papa. Say hello.
Hey, Papa, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, okay. I'd like to get a new moon reading, sir.
A new moon reading. The card is the King of Diamonds. The second card is the King of Clubs. The third card is the Queen of Clubs. And the fourth and last card is the Three of Spades. Well, well. Well, well, well. First of all, you got three face cards here, which is good. Which is good. Yeah. Now, the King of Diamonds is the letter. The letter. And it brings good tidings, good hearing. It's nothing. It's only about what's good. Now, the King of Clubs is the Bear, which brings a sign of successful speculation. You know, speculation. Now, with the Queen of Clubs, you have the Wine, which is a symbol of cheerfulness and gaiety. And the Three of Spades is the Pig, which is phenomenal luck, great abundance, high honors, and all ambitions attained. Now, when I put it together, this is what I get. You have a letter of good tidings coming. This is a good tidings that's coming. And in fact, it will bring unexpected good fortune. You will have good fortune just by having this letter. Now, you will have, because you have this Bear, you will have a successful speculation, which means that you will win the lottery. You will win the lottery. Or you could go somewhere else and gamble. But you'll win. You'll win. Now, you will have cheerfulness and gaiety. Of course, well, who ain't? You got all this money. Who ain't going to have who isn't going to have it? Because, and on top of that, you have the Pig, which is a phenomenal luck and great abundance. You know, and all ambitions, high honors attained. You are going to do well. You're going to do real well. In fact, this is the best you have done in a while. This will be something which you can look back on and just clap your hands. Because this is good. This is the good life you've been looking for. Now, your question?
I don't have one, but thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Well. Somebody has something going along just fine. Yeah. Let me see. Here's another one here. 832. This is Papa. Say hello.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to get a new moon reading.
Okay. The first card is the Jack of Diamonds. The second card is the Four of Hearts. The third card is the Ace of Diamonds. And the last card is, the Five of Clubs. Well, well, this is a pretty good reading here, because the Jack of Diamonds is the rider. It's the rider. It's the person bringing you good news, and it's bringing it good news from afar, but it's good news. Now, the Four of Hearts references the fish, which is an emblem of riches. Now, that the fish, it can be, you know, through stocks or whatever, but you will have money. You will have money, one thing with it. Now, the Four of Diamonds, not the Four of Diamonds, the Ace of Diamonds is the birds, and the birds cackle. The birds gossip. It's all they do is just giving gossip. Now, the Five of Clubs is the clover, which is the bearer of good news. Now, because you have two bearers of good news, I have to say you will have good news. That's all. You will have good news. In fact, you will have a fish, which will bring you a lot of money. A lot of money. Now, the birds, the ace of diamonds, the birds, you don't have to even worry about. You don't have to worry about. They are going to cackle and talk about you no matter what. In fact, there is a relative that is going to hackle about you. She's going to keep a whole lot of stuff up. A whole lot. But don't even worry about it. Just go on and keep it on and keep on doing what you're doing, because you have a lot of money. You have a lot of money. Now, is there any other question?
No, sir. I appreciate the reading.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, see that? You see that? Something is happening. Now, here's another person. Here's another person from, well, this is Papa Say, 118. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
You
hear me?
Yes, yeah. I can hear you now. How you doing? I'd like a new moon reading, please.
Okay, the first card is the Five of Hearts. The second card is the Extra Joker, the Black Joker. The third card is the Seven of Spades. And the last card is the Ace of Hearts. Well, the Five of Hearts means a good omen. It predicts fortune. And that's true, because across from it, you have a Black Joker, which is a person, it's all riches. It will move all bad things and bring good things to you. You know, an Extra Joker is a wild card. Now, you have the Seven of Spades, which are the clouds, and you have the dark side and you have the light side. But for you, you are right in the middle of them. It's not bad. It's not good. You just have the clouds. You just have just the clouds. They are just staying still. Above you, you have the fox. Now, the fox is usually thought of as a person that is wily and all that, but the fox does nothing. He does nothing but get his dinner. He does that. Now, I tell you, for you, you will be a person who is very, very smart. Very smart, because you have good omens. You got goodness on both sides of you. But you will have smartness, ingenuity among you. And you need it because the clouds can go any way for you. They can go any way. But the clouds at this point are correct. They're very good. Now, is there any other question?
Yes, I'm having visions and I'm hearing things, and I want to know if this reality or just me thinking out loud, trying to be positive. I was thinking of something, of this person, and the voice says, don't laugh when the person mentions this. They're going to be really aggressive when they first meet you. It's a lady that I'm interested in. So I was just wondering, is that me imagining things, or?
No, it doesn't. I tell you what you should do. Pray tonight before you go to bed. Pray Psalm number 35. Psalm 35. Pray that. And, you know, put her name in it. Put her name in it, you know. And don't care about nothing else. Don't even worry about nothing else. But pray Psalm 35. Because in that, you will see a victory. You will get a victory out of it. Okay?
Thank you very much. Blessings.
Okay. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Well. Here we go. Now, let's see. Okay. 301. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. About to get a new moon reading.
Okay. Your first card is the Ten of Clubs. The second card is the Queen of Diamonds. The third card is the Six of Spades. And your last card is, the Two of Spades. Well, the Ten of Spades, the Ten of Clubs represents the towers. Now, the towers always mean safety. They always mean safety no matter where they are. Okay? Now, the Six of Diamonds represents the children. Now, they are just a friendly disposition and gentleness. Now, below the children, the Six of Diamonds, Six of Spades is the mouse. Now, he denotes loss by theft. And, you know, with it, the loss is very small. But still, it's still a theft. Now, above it, the Two of Spades is the star, which indicates success in all enterprises. Now, when I put this together, this is what I get. You are protected from all types of wrong because you are gentle, because you have a nice voice and a godly disposition. Okay? Now, this person, the mice, there's a person that's trying to eat at you. Now, this is a person where you work. This is a small person. This is a person that is trying everything they can, but it's nothing they can do. Nothing. Now, why? Because you have the star of success. You will have success in everything you do because God is for you. God is with you. Now, there's nothing else, but is there, Well, do you have a question?
My godson's mother, ever since she reunited with her former boyfriend, her behavior at times has not been right. I don't know what you see.
No, she won't. I'm sorry, but no, she won't. They'll be fighting, they'll be arguing, but no, she won't. No, she won't. I'm sorry, but that's just the way of it. They'll be arguing, they'll be fighting, but they won't be back together. They won't be back together.
Oh, because he lives out of town, and he's planning on coming up here.
Yeah. No, they won't be together. They'll be always fighting. Always.
So they've been fighting?
They will be fighting. They will be fighting.
Yeah, I'm not shocked about that, but her behavior at times she's been secretive and, you know, it's just, I don't know. I know something is off.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Hey, Papa, still good to talk to you, though.
Bye-bye.
So please give me a call. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well. Let's put on a commercial, please.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
All right, we're back. We're back for something. And with new moon readings, let me see. Well, we got some new ones here. And I don't know. Maybe you be. Hello?
Hello, Papa Say.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I just want to call in for a new moon reading.
Okay. The first card is the Eight of Clubs. The second card is the Three of Clubs. The third card is the Ace of Clubs. And the fourth card is Jack of Hearts. Well, you have three clubs here. Three clubs. Which means that this particular one is good for now. These are happening now. Well, the Eight of Hearts, the Eight of Clubs, is the snake. Now, the snake means wisdom, means ingenuity. You are a wise person. Now, the Three of Clubs on the right is the Tree of Good Health. Now, it means that you have health as the highest hope, a high hope. Now, the Ace of Clubs is the crossroads, and the Jack of Hearts is the book. It's the book. It is, you know, a book that means discovery of a mystery affecting you for the better. Now, when I take all 40 and put them together, this is what I get. You will be smart. There will be nothing which will be able to attack you. Why? Because you have the tree of life. You have a tree that will bloom and blossom no matter what people say. Now, you're at a crossroads. You have got to make a decision, either right or wrong. You've got to make a decision, you know, because after you make this decision, this mystery which affects you will be made known. Will be made known. Now, you have got to make, you've got to make this decision. So I would suggest that you dream about it and think about it tonight. No matter what you do, no matter what you do, dream about it and think about it tonight. And ask God, ask the Lord to reveal his way to you. Reveal his way to you, and he'll do it. When you do it, read Psalm 72. Read Psalm 72, and the Lord will reveal his way. God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa Say.
Okay, bye-bye. Now, you all should, well, here's another one. 704, here's another one. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I would like to get a moon reading.
Okay, the first card is the Nine of Spades. The Nine of Diamonds. The second card is the Three of Hearts. The third card is the Four of Diamonds. And the fourth card is, let me get it, the Seven of Clubs. Well, well, that Nine of Diamonds is the heart. The heart. Now, it means great joy, you know, and, you know, you're just feeling good all, you know, no matter where you are. Now, the Three of Hearts is the sun. It signifies happiness and popularity. Now, the Four of Diamonds is the dog. Now, it symbolizes a friend, a real good friend who's keeping you out of trouble. Now, the Seven of Clubs, which is above it all, is the lilies. It's the lilies which bring you, which forecast a happy life. Now, when I look at this, I see these things. You will have a great joy. You will be at peace and have a great joy because you will have happiness and popularity. You'll have all that there. Now, just to help you with that, you have a dog. A person will be a good friend of yours, which will help you to, just look at what's happening to you. But you won't be in life by itself. You'll have a good friend to take you through. Why? Because you'll have a good life. You'll have a happy life. Now, this is all that the Spirit is showing me. Now, are there any questions?
A friend of mine that was with me back about during December, are they coming back?
Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, yes, they're coming back. Yes, they are. They are, you know, that's good. That's good because when they do come back, they will come and see you. They're going to come and see you. And that is good. It's good for you. no matter what they say, okay?
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
And the same to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, well, well. You know, certain people bring this up because it is really something, it's something that really gets them. Excuse me, it's something that really gets them. Will a certain friend be there or not? Will he be there? Yes, he will. He'll be there. Well, if the friend dies, if he dies, he's still there. He's still there. Yes, sir, he's still there. Well, now we got one more. 248. This is Papa Say. Hello.
How you doing, Papa Say?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Okay. Here's your reading. The first card is the Seven of Diamonds. The second card is the Extra Joker. The third card is, the Big Joker. And the last card is the Eight of Hearts. Well, now, you have got a good reading here. A very good one. Because the first card, the Seven of Hearts, is the flames of fire, the flames of the heart, the flames of the barbecue grill or the fireplace. Call it what you will. Those flames neutralize the evil of anything laying nearby. Now, you don't have no evil. You don't have any. But you have got the Red Joker, a Red Extra Joker, which is a male Joker. And you have got the Big Joker. The Big Joker. So the only thing you have is good cards. You have nothing but good. Now, the Eight of Hearts is the cat, which symbolizes flattery, which means that certain people will be flattering you and talking about you. You know, it's great. It's all right, you know, but you will be a person who is receiving a lot of good, who is receiving a lot of blessings from people around it. Now, for you, I suggest that you just, you know, go to bed tonight and tomorrow for 3 nights straight. Read Psalm 150, Psalm 150. Okay, now I have a question.
Psalms 150, okay.
Are there any questions?
yes. My brother, my baby brother, is he out for harm for me?
Is he what? Say it again.
Do he want to harm me anyway?
No. No. If he does, he won't be able to. You got too many good cards here. There's nothing he can do to you.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
There's nothing he can do.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Okay,
God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Bye-bye. Mm. Know that too. Now there's a last person here. Okay, 301. This is Papa Say. Hello, 301.
Hello. Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. And I just have a general reading.
A general reading. Okay. Mm-hmm. First card is the Three of Diamonds. The second card is the King of Hearts. The third card is the Queen of Hearts. And the fourth card is the King of Spades. Well, this is a very fortunate one here. First of all, the safe is a money safe. It means money. Now, the King of Hearts is the hand in hand. Now, it stands for financial success and friendship of woman to love. Now, the Queen of Hearts is the ring. It's the ring. Now, it means that, that you will have a rich and a happy life. Rich and happy life. Now, above that ring right now is the bride, which ensures that a single person will receive fulfillment of their highest aims. Now, you know, first thing I better ask, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, this one, I'll tell you this, one thing about it. This one says that you can get married. The ring and the bride mean that you'll be married. Now, the hand join the hand, and the safe means you'll have money. You'll have a lot of it. Okay, now, the first thing that you should do is read Psalm 55. Read Psalm 55. Now, you know, every time you think that you want to know something, pick up the Bible and read Psalm 55. Now, that will tell you what everybody has to do and what they want to know. But I'm trying, you know, the bride and the ring mean you will be married. It means it. And the hand, joy in the hand, means you'll be married. You know, so you see, all you got means that you'll be married. You'll be married. You'll be a person with somebody. And that's that. You know, you will be a married person. That's all there is to it. Now, is there anything else?
No, there isn't. That's fine.
Okay. All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
God
you
bless.
Too.
All
right. Bye-bye. You too.
Well, come to think of it. Ooh, well, we better listen to something else, first of all. We sure better.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, now, I got to tell you something. You all have been nice. You all have been nice. You have really, really done something. You have really, really done something. You have had these new moon readings, and you went through them and you took them. You took them all, all on the cuff, and you know, some of them are were on time. Some of them were right. They were right, and you took them. You all took them. Well, all I have to tell you is this. Well, or not, there isn't going to be anything tomorrow or Saturday because it's Shabbat. Yes, it's Shabbat. Either tomorrow or Saturday. Now, Sunday, it'll be starting off. We'll start off Sunday with, guess what? Spirit messages, spirit readings. We sure will. And, you know, with you, with everybody here, there is one thing that you all have done well. With it being the new moon, the women here, now the women have a good thing for them. The women have a good thing. And you can do it yourself. Take a silver coin, put it in your right hand. The women take a silver coin and put it in their right hand, or a piece of silver jewelry, and hold it and think of what you want this month. Just think of it. And that piece of silver will bring it to you. Now I'm telling you, take a piece of silver, put it in your right hand. Put it in your right hand. That piece of silver will bring what you want this month. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Good night, goodbye, and God bless you real good. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo. And that's all you're going to be getting is real hoodoo. And there is only one Papa Say. Thank you. Goodbye, good night, and I'll see you Sunday. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk.